Track 7, Section 2 continued, Part B covered services, D through H, pages 40 to 43. Durable medical equipment, DME. Medicare covers medically necessary items like oxygen and oxygen equipment, wheelchairs, walkers, and hospital beds when a Medicare-enrolled doctor or other healthcare provider orders for use in the home. You must rent most items, but you can also buy them. Some items become your property after you've made a number of rental payments. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Make sure your doctors and DME suppliers are enrolled in Medicare. It's important to ask your suppliers if they participate in Medicare before you get DME. If suppliers are participating suppliers, they must accept assignment, which means they can charge you only the coinsurance in Part B deductible for the Medicare-approved amount. If DME suppliers aren't participating and don't accept assignment, there's no limit on the amount they can charge you. Electrocardiogram, EKG or ECG, screenings. Medicare covers a routine EKG or ECG screening if you get a referral from your doctor or other healthcare provider during your one-time Welcome to Medicare visit. Go to page 54. After you meet the Part B deductible, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. Medicare also covers EKGs or ECGs as diagnostic tests. Go to page 51. You also pay a co-payment if you have the test at a hospital or a hospital-owned clinic. Emergency department services. Medicare covers these services when you have an injury, a sudden illness, or an illness that quickly gets much worse. You pay a co-payment for each emergency department visit and 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for doctor services. The Part B deductible applies. If your doctor admits you to the same hospital as an inpatient, your costs may be different. E-visits. Medicare covers e-visits to allow you to talk with your provider using an online patient portal without going to the provider's office. Providers who can give these services include doctors, nurse practitioners, clinical nurse specialists, physician assistants, physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech-language pathologists, licensed clinical social workers, in specific circumstances, and clinical psychologists, in specific circumstances. To get any visit, you must request one with your doctor or other provider. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for your doctor's or other provider's services. The Part B deductible applies. Eyeglasses. Medicare covers one pair of eyeglasses with standard frames, or one set of contact lenses, after each cataract surgery that implants an intraocular lens. Medicare will only pay for contact lenses or eyeglasses from a supplier enrolled in Medicare, no matter if you or your provider submits the claim. After you meet the Part B deductible, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for corrective lenses after cataract surgery with an intraocular lens. Federally Qualified Health Center Services. Federally qualified health centers provide many outpatient primary care and preventive health services. There's no deductible, and you usually pay 20% of the charges or the Medicare-approved amount. You pay nothing for most preventive services. All federally qualified health centers may offer discounts if your income is limited. Visit findahealthcenter.hrsa.gov to find a health center near you. Preventive service, flu shots. Medicare covers the seasonal flu shot, or vaccine. You pay nothing, and the Part B deductible doesn't apply for the flu shot if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment for giving the shot. Foot care. Medicare covers yearly foot exams or treatment if you have diabetes-related lower leg nerve damage that can increase the risk of limb loss or need medically necessary treatment for foot injuries or diseases like hammer toe, bunion deformities, and heel spurs. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for medically necessary treatment your doctor approves. The Part B deductible applies. You also pay a co-payment for medically necessary treatment in a hospital outpatient setting. Preventive service, glaucoma screenings. Medicare covers this screening once every 12 months if you're at high risk for the eye disease glaucoma. You're at high risk if you have diabetes, a family history of glaucoma, are African American and 50 or older, or Hispanic and 65 or older. An eye doctor who's legally allowed to do glaucoma screenings in your state must do or supervise the screening. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. You also pay a co-payment in a hospital outpatient setting. Hearing and balance exams. Medicare covers these diagnostic exams if your doctor or healthcare provider orders them to see if you need medical treatment. You can visit an audiologist once every 12 months without an order from a doctor or other healthcare provider, but only for non-acute hearing conditions, like hearing loss that occurs over many years, and for diagnostic services related to hearing loss that's treated with surgically implanted hearing devices. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. You also pay a co-payment in a hospital outpatient setting. Note: Medicare doesn't cover hearing aids or exams for fitting hearing aids. Preventive service: hepatitis B shots. Medicare covers these shots, or vaccines, if you're at medium or high risk for hepatitis B. Some risk factors include hemophilia, end-stage renal disease, ESRD, diabetes, if you live with someone who has hepatitis B, or if you're a healthcare worker and have frequent contact with blood or body fluids. Check with your doctor to find out if you're at medium or high risk for hepatitis B. You pay nothing for the shot if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Preventive service: hepatitis B virus infection screenings. Medicare covers hepatitis B virus infection screenings only if your doctor orders it. Medicare also covers the screenings. Yearly, only if you're at continued high risk and don't get a hepatitis B shot. If you're pregnant, at the first prenatal visit for each pregnancy. At the time of delivery for those with new or continued risk factors. At the first prenatal visit for future pregnancies. Even if you previously got the hepatitis B shot or had negative hepatitis B virus screening results. You pay nothing for the screening test if the doctor or healthcare practitioner accepts assignment. Preventive service: hepatitis C screenings. Medicare covers one hepatitis C screening test if you meet one of these conditions. You're at high risk because you use or have used illicit injection drugs. You had a blood transfusion before 1992. You were born between 1945 and 1965. Medicare also covers yearly repeat screenings if you're at high risk. Medicare will only cover a hepatitis C screening test if your healthcare provider orders one. You pay nothing for the screening test if your primary care doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Preventive service: HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, screenings. Medicare covers HIV screenings once every 12 months if you're between 15 and 65, younger than 15 or older than 65, and at increased risk. Medicare also covers this test up to 3 times during a pregnancy. You pay nothing for the HIV screening if your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment.